Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Well, sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, and Doris Singleton. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Last week, Gracie sold the Burns house, and she and George had no place to stay. But then a very exciting and wonderful thing happened. They were invited to stay at the home of a movie star, one of Hollywood's handsomest and most talented young actors. And that's where we find them now, discussing their charming and generous host. Is he Van Johnson? Is he Dana Andrews? Is he Cary Grant? Listen.
It's nice here at Bill Goodwin's house.
Yeah, it's swell of him to let us stay here. The only thing is, I wish those girls of his wouldn't telephone day and night.
Oh, the women really chase after Bill, all right. Reminds me of your younger days, George.
Oh, go.
Well, on the very day we got married, a woman was chasing after you.
Who was she?
My mother. And if she caught you, I'd be a widow.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. I wonder what's the secret of Bill's success with
women.
Well,
he's good-looking and he knows it. You seen the pictures in his den?
No.
Well, you should see what's written on them. To Big, Beautiful Bill.
Well?
To Bill from one who worships him.
What do you mean?
To Bill 6 feet of dynamite.
Holy smoke. Who wrote that stuff?
Bill.
He wrote it himself?
Well, why not? They're all pictures of him.
Oh, his own...
Well, hello, Burnses.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hello, pretty boy. Hello, host.
Are you comfortable? Everything all right?
Oh, yes, and it's sweet of you to let us stay with you until we find another house.
Oh, as a matter of fact, Gracie, you're doing me a favor. Till you moved in, I was a typical bachelor with nobody to look after me. Now my meals are delicious, the house is spick and span, and my shirts have never been washed and ironed so beautifully.
Oh. Well, George, don't stand there. Bill just paid you a compliment.
I take a bow, only my back hurts from ironing. Well, there's another one of your girls calling, Bill.
Well, would you answer it, George? It might be some girl I don't want to talk to.
Okay. Hello? No, this isn't Dimples. It's a friend of his. Who's calling? She says she's the redhead, Bill.
Well, which redhead? Narrow it down.
Oh, brother. Which redhead are you, miss? She says it's the redhead you kissed last night.
Well, narrow it down. Where were we when I kissed her?
Where were you when he kissed you? Griffith Park, Bill.
Well, narrow it down. The northern end or the southern end?
Which end of the park? Bill, it's the redhead you kissed in the northern end of Griffith Park last night.
What time?
What time, Red? 6 o'clock.
A.M. or P.M.?
That does it. Goodbye, Red.
Oh, my goodness, Bill, you've got lots of girls.
Oh, yeah, Gracie. They flock around me like moths. I ought to get myself cedar lined.
No. I'm glad you're popular with women, though. It makes it very convenient for me.
Convenient for you?
Mm-hmm. When I need hairpins, I just move the cushions on the divan.
Oh, you're kidding, Gracie. When girls visit me here, we never do anything that'd make them lose a hairpin.
Well, I might believe you, Bill, but I found a book that one of your girlfriends left here.
A book?
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
How to Break 1,000 Wrestling Holes.
So that's how Mabel got away. Oh, would you mind catching the phone again, George?
Okay. Hello? No, this isn't Dreamboat. Who's calling? It's Miss Watsonville.
What does she want?
What do you want, Miss Watson? She wants to know if she can have a date with you tonight.
That's silly, Dave. She knows darn well she can't have one till October.
October?
Yeah, I date my girls alphabetically, and I'm only up to the L's.
Murder. Sorry, Miss Watson. No date. He can do what? Oh, I doubt it. Boy, the way you treat those... Another one?
Well, you should have been here before the phone strike. Now I'm only getting calls from local girls.
You take this one, Gracie.
Okay. Hello? Yes, Superman's here. Who's calling? It's Hildegard, Bill.
Which Hildegard, Gracie? The blonde or the brunette?
Oh, I'll see. Are you a blonde or a brunette Hildegard? She says she's at the beauty shop now and you can have your choice.
I don't want to talk to her, Gracie. Tell her I'm engaged.
He's engaged, Hildegard. She says she knows it. She's the one you're engaged to.
Oh, that Hildegard. Hang up on her.
He's busy now. Hmm? Oh, okay. Suit yourself. She says she's coming over here.
Women, nothing but women. I'm sick of them. I'm going out.
Oh. Well, if we want to reach you, Bill, where will you be?
The usual place, stage door at Earl Carroll's. So long, folks.
Bill, wait a minute. Let me give you a little advice before you go. Settle down and get married.
Why?
That single life is no good. First, you're kissing a redhead in Griffith Park. Then you're necking with some blonde. Then a brunette has got her arms around you. Then... Hey, that's...
George!
Well, this year's April showers are almost done with, Meredith.
That they are, Bill. And if it hasn't exactly been raining violets, well, the cherry blossoms are back in bloom on the banks of the Potomac, and the grass is growing green across the land.
Spring fever sets in round about now. The days grow longer, and you start to think of gardening and golf. Winter's finally done with, and gladder times are on their way. That's the great and never-failing promise that April has brought again to our American scene. Makes me think of all the pleasure Maxwell House coffee brings to the American scene. Here in America, we love coffee. It's our national drink. And it's a fact worth noting that today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains this overwhelming preference, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. Adding up to great coffee at the peak of perfection. So friends, why not enjoy the matchless pleasure of coffee at its best? It's yours for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Ask for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Another one of Goodwin's babes on the phone. I'll get it. It's my turn. Hello? No, this isn't Honey Lips. He isn't here. Who am I? Just a friend of Bill. Oh, go on. I do not sound like Clark Gable.
Hang up, George.
Now, honestly, I don't sound like Gable. But I do look sort of like him. Hmm?
George, hang up.
Now, you guess who I am. How old am I? Oh, 30-odd years.
You forgot to tell her about the 30-even years.
Oh, I'm kind of tall, kind of dark.
You're also kind of married.
No, I'm not Gregory Peck. No, not Cornell Wilde. But you're getting warm.
So are you, so hang up.
No, I'm not Robert Taylor. Give up, and I'll tell you. I'm George Burns. Hello? Hello? We got disconnected.
Well, it's about time. Shame on you. You can't just go around saying anything you want to. What do you think you are, Henry Wallace?
I was only being polite. Someone at the front door.
Well, I'll answer it. You go in the den and write, I am a married man 50 times. Come in.
Where is he? Where is that two-timing wolf?
I sent him in the den. You mean Bill Goodwin. Oh, he's out.
Well, I've got to see him right away. I'm Hildegard.
Where's your piano?
No, not that one.
I'm
Bill's fiancée, and I'm here to break off our engagement.
Oh, well, I can handle that for you. Here, fill out this form.
Oh, Bill has a regular printed form for breaking off engagements?
Yes. And I better order some more. We're down to the last 50.
Well, okay, I'll fill it out.
And then sign this receipt, and I'll return the engagement ring you gave him.
There you are.
He keeps the ring right in this drawer. I'll empty it. There you are. Now, pick yours out.
Oh, has he been engaged to this many girls?
Oh, this is just the 1947 crop. Say, how come you and Bill are breaking up?
Oh, I'm getting so bored. Every day it's candy, flowers, champagne, expensive nightclubs. It's costing me a fortune.
Yeah. I know what you mean. When my husband and I were engaged, he used to take my sister and me to the best places. We'd stay out till all hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Till all hours was gone and he had a start on his own.
Well, why is it that the good-looking men are always broke? It's the old fuddy-duddies that are rich. The older and more broken down they are, the more money they've got.
Say, Gracie.
Now, there's a guy who must be loaded.
Huh?
Oh, come here, sugar daddy. Let's get friendly.
Hmm? George, you pop your eyes right back into your head.
Come on, honey. Let's get acquainted. You know, Bill's often spoken of his rich father.
He's not Bill's father. He's my husband.
You mean you're married to this rich old fuddy-duddy?
He's not a rich old fuddy-duddy. He's practically broke. Now, you get out of here and leave him alone, you wolfette.
Okay. You saw him first. What a shock that must have been. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, start packing our things, George. I'm getting you out of this harem.
Yeah, but we've got no place to go. You sold our house.
Well, we'll move in with Meredith Wilson. There are no girls around his place. He's too bashful.
I heard that Meredith was engaged to the cashier at the drugstore.
Oh, that was a misunderstanding. One night, as he was reaching for his change, he touched her hand and he thought he had to marry her.
Oh, But, Gracie, we can't live with Meredith. The guy is such a bore.
Meredith is a very nice man. Always plain and simple.
Except when he puts on a Sunday suit. Then he's dressed up and simple.
Well, at least at Meredith's, you'll be safe from designing women. Oh, it's probably another one now. Now, you stand back. I'll open the door.
Hello, Sugar Lump.
Why, Mr. Postman.
Oh. Excuse me, Mrs. Burns. I thought you were one of Mr. Goodwin's girlfriends. I forgot you and Mr. Burns were staying here.
Oh, well, we won't be for long.
Why not?
Oh, one of Mr. Goodwin's sugar lumps melted all over my husband.
Uh-huh, jealousy. The green-eyed monster has been aroused.
Yeah, and he can just be calm. He's married to me.
Oh, when I said the green-eyed monster, I meant... Well, what do you know? It fits either way.
Now, anyway, we've got to find a less dangerous place to stay. I think we'll move in with Meredith Wilson.
Why don't you come to my house? I'll fix up the spare room and you can move in next week.
It might be dangerous at your house, too. Suppose your wife falls in love with my husband and decides to leave you.
Do you think that might happen?
Well, it might.
Then move in today.
Now, Mr. Postman, you wouldn't want to lose your wife. You've been married to her for such a long time.
Yes. 15 years ago, I embarked upon the sea of matrimony. Boy, am I seasick.
What's all the conversation about here? Hello, Mr. Postman.
Oh, hello, Mr. Burns.
George, the postman has offered us his spare room.
Well, great, now we won't have to go to Meredith's. Besides, I've always been anxious to meet your wife, Mr. Postman.
I'm anxious to have you meet her.
I'll bet she's not at all like you've got her painted.
I'll be glad to paint her any color you'd like. Get your things. I'll take you over to my house right now. Well, here's my house.
Mr. Postman, maybe you should have telephoned your wife and asked her permission before you brought us over.
Nuts to that. I'll just go in and tell her you're going to stay here. And if she don't like it, she can lump it. You wait here on the porch.
Gee, guess that's a lot of baloney about his wife forcing him. This is the place we're going to stay.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Come on, let's go.
Meredith Wilson and Linda.
did you have to sell our house?
Oh, dear, stop complaining. It's nice here at Meredith's.
Nice? We've only been here an hour. And already he's played 2 complete operas on his flute.
Well, he's trying to be a good host. And we'll be polite if it kills us.
But he said after dinner we're going to have Samson and Delilah.
Well, if they're his friends, we'll be polite to them, too.
Oh, sure.
And besides, he isn't playing the flute now, is he?
He would if he hadn't got his finger stuck in one of the holes.
Yes. I hope poor Meredith doesn't have to go through life with that flute stuck on his finger. Although it would come in handy for scratching his back. Or mixing drinks.
Yes, for that, it's handier, yes. Well, don't worry. He'll get it off. I never have any luck.
Well, George, if his flute playing annoys you that much, I know how to stop him.
How?
Well, as soon as he starts to play, I'll suggest that you sing. I'll say that as long as we have the golden voice of radio with us, we should listen to him.
You really think I have a golden voice?
Oh, just look in your mouth. But your voice is such pure gold that on the way out, some of it got stuck in your teeth.
From time to time and every climb, blessings come from above.
Hey, Burgess, what are you doing here at Meredith's? Why'd you leave my house?
Well, it was too dangerous for George. Bill, your girls gave him high blood pressure.
Who gave him the blood?
Go home, comedian. I've got enough trouble. And here he comes.
Well, folks, I am now ready to play another flute solo. Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi, Meredith.
You should have been here a few minutes earlier, Bill. Got my digit caught in my flute.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Well? Well? Now render Iowa, which I composed and lived in for a number of years.
Oh, Meredith, I just had a thought. We love to hear you play the flute, but it just occurred to me that right in this room we have the golden voice of radio. Why don't we listen to him, the voice that thrilled millions?
Well, thanks, Gracie. I guess it does thrill millions when I say that Maxwell House is rich, delicious, and mellow. And it's true. That famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor, you know, is the result of careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Well, Bill, I meant that I wanted George to sing.
Oh. Oh, well, go right ahead, George. Why, sing Meredith's song, Iowa.
Okay. Iowa.
I think you sing beautifully. Go right ahead.
Thanks.
Iowa.
I'd love to hear you sing, George.
Thanks.
Iowa.
You're swell.
Thanks.
Iowa. Iowa.
Why, you're in a class by yourself, George. Just as Maxwell House Coffee is in a class by itself, with more than 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world, at any price. Sing some more, George.
Oh, yeah, Herbert's a wonderful place.
Sing Iowa because it reminds me that I owe a lot to Maxwell House Coffee.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
You stopped me for that.
And so do millions of other people. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. I owe a lot to Maxwell House.
I know how to fix you, wise guy. I'll just move into another state. Arizona.
Arizona, one coffee that gives you so much more for so many more.
Oh, yes.
I stretched it a little. That's why so many millions of Americans agree today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. And that comes to you straight from Bill Goodwin, the golden voice of radio.
Bill, if you're the golden voice of radio, what do you call George?
I better not say, Gracie. They cut Fred Allen off the air for much less.
long. So long. Gracie, we've got to find another place to live. Meredith is killing us with hospitality.
Well, he stopped playing the flute.
Sure, but now he's pouring gallons of sour lemonade down us. And you make me drink most of it.
Well, that's to keep from hurting Meredith's feelings. Nobody could swallow that lemonade without wrinkling up his face. And on you, the new wrinkles get sort of lost in the crowd.
Thanks. You took a few glasses of the stuff. How did you manage to get it down?
Oh, well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Did you notice that I walked over now and then and admired Meredith's goldfish?
Yeah.
Well, look at the wrinkles on their faces.
Poor fish. Uh-uh. Here comes Mr. Schmo.
Well, here I am with some more lemonade. Would you care for another glass, George?
No, Meredith, thanks,
oh,
but I...
Oh, of course you would. And how about you, Gracie?
Oh, I'd love it.
Say, Meredith, those are awfully cute goldfish in that bowl. I think I'll
go over... Yeah, aren't they cute? I think I'll go over and take another look at them.
Should have talked faster.
Well, drink up, George.
Okay.
Oh. I hate to say this, George, but you seem to have several new wrinkles in your face.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, what can I do to entertain you?
Not a thing, Meredith.
I have it. I'll show you the pictures in my family album. Care to see them, Gracie?
Love to, Meredith.
I'm kind of embarrassed about this first picture. It's me at the age of 2 months lying on the floor with no clothes on.
Oh, how cute. I wish I had a picture like this of George. Dear, if I get a camera, would you...
I should say no.
Here's a picture of me on the farm. I'm standing beside my father's prized stalk of corn.
Oh, how nice.
Those are the largest ears ever seen in Iowa.
Well, they hardly show with your hat on.
I was referring to the ears on that tall corn.
So was Gracie.
Meredith, who's this?
Well, that's my father at the county fair. I took that picture myself.
Oh, it's good.
And here's a picture of my father at the age of 10.
Did you take that one, too?
No. Now, here's a picture of Bolivar Wilson. He's my cousin twice removed.
Oh, they came and got him twice, huh?
Oh, no. Bolivar's quite intelligent. Drinks ink.
Drinks ink?
Yes, to prolong his life. He noticed that fountain pens which are filled with ink are guaranteed to last forever. So Bolivar's trying it.
This is murder.
Say, George, how about some more lemonade?
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll take a glass of ink with an egg in it.
Well, we might as well finish the lemonade first. Hold out your glass,
yeah,
George.
Make another batch. Go out and make another batch.
I'll do it.
Look, Gracie, you can stay here with Meredith if you want to, but I'm going to get myself a room.
In a hotel?
No, at a hospital. I don't feel good.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. And now, an important announcement. Daylight saving time starts this Sunday. If your community changes to daylight time, you'll hear George and Gracie next week at this same hour. If your community does not change to daylight time, listen next week 1 hour earlier. If in doubt, check your local paper. And now, stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Breakfast fuss? Miss your bus? Don't cuss. Get instant Maxwell House. It's instant, it's new. It's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Ask for instant Maxwell House. Rich, satisfying, good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.